AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump announces a decision on his next chief of staff. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump has announced Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff, replacing John Kelly, whose resignation takes effect at the end of the year. The president announced the appointment in a tweet late Friday, saying Mulvaney has done an outstanding job as budget director. It was not immediately clear how long Mulvaney will be chief of staff. Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, was President Trump's first choice, but he pulled himself out of consideration earlier in the week. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mulvaney will continue as budget director with his top assistant in charge of day-to-day operations. Trump's former longtime attorney Michael Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America that he was directed by the president to pay hush money to two women during the presidential campaign. Trump insists that's not true and that Cohen is lying.
Here is the truth. The people of the United States of America, the people of the world, don't believe what he's saying. The man doesn't tell the truth. And it's sad that I should take responsibility for his dirty deeds.
AP's Jonathan LeMayer reports Cohen's guilty pleas have led to nervous people inside the White House.
There is growing concern that this is another step closer to the Oval Office. This is someone, Michael Cohen worked for the president for a decade. He was his self-proclaimed fixer. He'd make problems go away. He certainly knows a lot about the inner workings of the Trump organization. The president himself, of course, publicly has downplayed this. He's called Cohen a liar.
A federal judge in Texas rules President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor ruling today that last year's tax overhaul knocked the constitutional foundation from under that health care law. This is AP Radio News. General Motors will still lay off about 8,000 white-collar workers, another 2,600 people at a plant in Canada. But the company also says 2,700 of the 3,300 U.S. plant jobs will be shifted to other locations. AP's Tom Krischer reports from Detroit. The company denies pressure from President Trump, members of Congress, and others had anything to do with the reconfiguration.
GM says it wasn't responding to those complaints, but it didn't announce initially that it had 2,700 jobs available. The spokespeople for GM say that they knew that they were going to be able to place some of the workers, but they didn't know all of the numbers back at that time. Now they know there's 2,700 jobs available.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government will formally recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital and East Jerusalem later as Palestine's capital, but won't move its embassy until only after a settlement has been reached on a two-state solution. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.